It's time for Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive and Highway 62 East. Talk of the Town highlights interesting people and events in the Twin Lakes area. And now, here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. So glad to have you with us and joining me by phone. Of course, we're keeping that social distancing up, is Mr. Homer Gifford. He is the manager of collections for the American Red Cross in and around our region. And actually, Mountain Home is one of his locations that you kind of oversee. And due to the coronavirus, of course, lots of blood drives have been canceled. People have been a bit hesitant about giving blood, and you guys are really in dire need, are you not, Mr. Gifford?
We sure are. We've had a range of about 9,000 blood drives that have been canceled across the country due to the coronavirus. We've had about 250,000 fewer blood donations, and with about 372 cancellations within just our Missouri-Arkansas region itself, and resulting in about 13,000 fewer donations with that group.
What does that translate into when you say that you're down so low? How does that translate to the person that's just sitting here listening?
Well, you know, when we say we're down 250,000 blood donations, that means 250,000 units of red cells that we can't provide to the hospitals. I know that, you know, some elective surgeries and stuff have stopped, but we still have emergencies that go on, and then there's people that just need blood because of their medical conditions. So within our region, Missouri, Arkansas, we have 13,000 fewer people donated to date, and that really becomes a shortage to our local hospitals.
Absolutely, and right now those healthcare workers need our help in any way that we can give it to them, and donating blood is one of those ways. And let's touch on that, if we may. Donating blood is safe, correct?
It sure is. And what we're doing at the sites to ensure that social distance, we've adjusted our beds to make sure we're keeping people at least 6 feet apart. So we really, we're cleaning after each person. So we're doing everything we can, to meet the guidance that CDC has given us. And so it is safe. Just like everything else, if a person doesn't feel well or healthy, then they shouldn't try to donate to start with. And we are taking temperatures as soon as you walk in, so that way we know that you don't have a temp and you can actually go through the process.
That's great. It's screening, not testing. Let's go ahead and make that crystal clear. But you're making sure that the folks that are giving blood are healthy. And, of course, then that blood is tested, correct?
Right. The blood is tested for its normal things. Now, it's not tested for coronavirus, but it's tested for all the normal things that we currently, test for to make sure it's safe for individual use.
Where can folks go to give blood? They can go to any of the community donation centers. Is that right?
That is correct. If you're in Mountain Home area, you can go over to the one we have over by the arena. That's mm-hmm. where we're located at, and donate there. Or if there's a mobile in and about, sometimes they'll just put those on too. And there could be a possibility you might see the mobile buses out, so that's an opportunity. But for the local Mountain Home folks, the one over in Mountain Home, it's open. We're open there on Sunday through Thursday. They're only closed Friday and Saturdays. And we'll be thrilled to have anybody that can come donate with us right now for our red cells. We're not needing as many platelet donors currently because that response has been really great. But we will start needing those also as we get deeper into this virus situation.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell folks in the Mountain Home area before we wrap up here? Make sure that they're not afraid to come by, that you guys are practicing all the disinfecting and all the protocols that have been put in place, right?
Yes, we are. We're following all the guidelines given to us by CDC, and our leadership is in contact with the CDC and FEMA and the rest of the group daily. So we're putting out the message that it's safe. Please come out and roll up your sleeve. And we do know that the only place that we can get red cells to help one another is from a neighbor. So please come out and see us.
Thank you so much for everything you do and working with the Red Cross for all these donations. If they can give blood, that's just one way of giving back to the community and back to those healthcare workers if you're looking for something to do, right?
That is correct. But, that's the thing that you know, sometimes people, especially when they're locked down like this, they can't get out and do much. But it's a place you can go that's safe, where you can come out and give a unit of blood to, you know, help save a life. And, you know, our staff are working very hard, but they are still got smiles on their face, and they understand the need.
Mr. Homer Gifford, he is the manager of collections for the Red Cross blood donations. I thank you so much for taking time with us today. Stay well, my friend.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there, and I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East. To learn how she can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.